some stuff up there. All right, guys, what do you have?
Hi, Dr. Jeremy Mumblepunt. That's the second one this year. How much confidence, does that hurt his confidence? Do you have confidence for him to be able to?
That's a fair question. I would hope that it doesn't hurt his. It doesn't hurt mine. I'm not very happy with it because it's one of those, you just can't do it. Just let it go. I wouldn't even fair, don't even fair catch that one. Just a duck hook, you know, like a golfer hits a hook. That's all it was. Get to the sideline. He said he was trying to make a play. Not that time. Don't do that. We actually practice that stuff. And I'm a big believer in you try to practice as many situations as you can. So after practice, twice a week, we've got this new jugs machine. It's incredible. I don't even know where they got it. It's the best I've ever seen. Bought it. We can shoot it right-footed, left-footed. Ben and I take it. So we shoot balls all over to him, and then Ben Kotwika gets near him and kind of puts him in situations where, you know, if a guy's running right at him, he'd have to fair catch it. We take him right to the sideline. We practice these things, practice that very thing. And then you get in the game, you don't do it. That's very, very, very frustrating for me. And I let him know emphatically. I don't know what day it was, well, about 2 seconds after it happened, but later. You just don't do this. And so, but if I lose confidence in him, no, I haven't. I mean, he's the third leading punt. He went that time. I think he's fifth or seventh or now, whatever. He's the third leading punt returner in the National Football League. And, you know, there's, what else are we third? I mean, he's pretty good. No, I mean, I'm not. I don't mean any of that. I mean, I'm talking myself. Us, the teams. He did a nice job with it. So I have confidence, but you don't do those things. That's just a poor play. And he knows it, but I would hope that it doesn't negatively affect him. I hope that he learns from it and he's aware. And you know that this is just a play. You fair catch it, you step away and let it go out of bounds. We got the ball in good. Don't do that. But the confidence thing, it does not to me. Does it frustrate me or anger me? Yes. But do I lose confidence in him? No, I don't. I don't know how many of those it would take. Better not be anymore. But anyway, that's my answer. Yes.
Right. Speaking of anger and frustration, you're usually used to watching that phase, special teams, to win games for the Jets. The last couple weeks, that's not been the case. What is your level of anger and frustration?
Well, I don't know if it's anger. It's anger. Level of frustration's high. I get really frustrated. I really do, because I am used to making plays. I believe that we can make plays to win games. We were looking at, I was here last night with Ben asked me about, we were watching a play actually that Baltimore ran against Oakland on film last night. We were looking at it. And we were talking about it, about a particular play. Actually, they ran a return very similar to something we do. Same darn thing that we do. But anyway. And then he mentioned something about how we ran a play like that. So I had it in my training tapes. I said, well, let me go find it for you. Well, the next thing you know, we start just sitting there watching these things. Well, before you know it, it was like 10 o'clock at night. We just, and I just went, wow, well, we're pretty good. And so when it doesn't happen that way, it's extremely frustrating for me. There's a million different reasons. And none of those reasons are always the same. But for me personally, that's my only goal, is to be able to make the play to win the game. Sometimes a play to win a game, in my opinion, is just nothing more complicated than making a fair catch. Or, you know, just like, you know, in baseball would be, you know, throwing the right pitch. Things like that. I can remember playing it at Miami one year up in Buffalo on extremely windy, crazy day. And O.J. McDuffie made a fair catch on a punt that I'm convinced to this day enabled us to win the game. Because they would have put us so far in the hole if he hadn't got the ball that we'd have had a tough time. It would have resulted in a score, I'm sure of it. It didn't. The quarter flipped, forget it. We won the game. So to answer your question, you know, and I know I've gone around it a little bit or I've made it longer than it is, that's my only goal, and it's extremely frustrating for me when it doesn't happen. So what do you do? You know, you get them together, you bring it back, you roll your sleeves up, you go back to work, you show them their mistakes. I don't pull any punches on mistakes. But yet at the same time, you see good things. We should have run two kickoff returns for touchdowns in the last 2 weeks. Two. We broke dead clean. The statistician, I think, is still trying to figure out who made the one tackle, but I don't know who it is. Look like anybody to me. So, you know, what if you make those and you let the ball go out of bounds? Does it make the difference? I think you win. And I'll always feel that way. And I think everybody should feel that way. And if we all did, and then we all found a way to make it happen, then we will. Then we will win. But we got a long way to go. And so we're in that process of fighting through it. But for me, you're right. It's very, very frustrating.
Mike, you've worked with Tim in a different capacity from anything he's done before, and certainly you work with him in a way that's different from what he does with the offense. In that context, what was your reaction to the story that came out earlier this week about?
I keep things, to tell you the truth, when it comes to me, I only react to what takes place with me. And that's really all I see it. And that's the only thing I know the whole story's been, it's in-house. It was handled in-house. And so my comment on it is just, I don't have one. I mean, it's been handled very, very, very well in the confines of our office, of our building. Exceptionally well, in my opinion. Tim, for me, you know, in some ways what you said, some of the things that he does, that's almost not completely true, because even though he's a fullback on the punt team, a lot of stuff that I'm doing with him is what he has done. You know, because he ran this type of offensive play. So for me, you know, I only have him this little bit. And you know how I feel. I'm very close to him. I have tremendous respect. So don't know, that stuff's been handled. It's been handled in-house. And I absolutely, tell you the truth, I really didn't see much of it until it became, you know the big story. But it was handled right here, and that's the way it should stay. And I thought Rex did a good job with it.
Mike, what was your evaluation of the Rams kicker during the draft process?
We liked him. Ben went and worked him out. Ben went out and worked him out, and he's a small school guy. You know, he made everybody's small college All-Americans. There were three guys that we really liked, that I liked in the draft coming out. All three were taken. All three were drafted. And we had this guy ranked high. He was ranked very high with us. He's got a strong, not a real big guy, but he pops it. You know, he'll smack it. And he's got a 60-yard field goal and a 55 in one game. Tried the long one. He's a strong-legged kid. He's got what he does. He's like the little golfer. He's got the good whip. You know, he smacks it. He can drill it. I think he's done a nice job. He's good. We liked him. We had him high.
You mentioned the kickoff returns before. I know there was one you said against Miami that Clyde ran into his own guy, but does he need to make maybe better reads sometimes? Or
No, not necessarily. No, I thought he missed a read last week. He missed one. Sometimes when you break, and you break like he did, then you have to have that feel to excel. He's a very fast guy, and sometimes it's almost like a sprinter, a straight line sprinter, to make that move. He did not do that. Although I like the way he ran. He ran it hard and fast. Did he make that great cut at the end of it? No, he did not. Or I think he would run for two touchdowns. Did he explode? You know, we're running up the midfield. I'm complaining. But that's my goal. That's how I think. And I know when he looked at it, you can see it. I mean, he knows. You know, gosh, if I'd just done this. And so that's the, you know, I think he's done some good things with it. And we'll see what happens. We may well get Joe back. And I think he filled in admirably. So I have no complaints of how he filled in. He had one read last week that I wish he had broken. This was the initial read, but what he did, he actually did a pretty nice job.
Mike, how does the returners or even anybody else on the team's perspective change from having a ceiling from playing under a dome? Is it just a different viewpoint?
They get used to it. Well, we practice it in here all the time, so for us, it's not that big of a deal. And sometimes their lights are certain ways. You have to feel that a little bit when you're out there. I remember the last time we were there, we ran a kickoff return for a touchdown. So I've got good feelings for being in that place the last couple of times I was there. Now, I played them once at Miami and then once here and had very good games there. So, but it's a fair question, because there are sometimes when the lights, the way they're banked, it can be a problem. It used to be a big problem at Dallas years ago with the way they had things set up certain ways. It used to be with the sun. There and then, where was it? There's another one with the lights. Oh, in Indianapolis, but you just have, they get out in the pregame and they get a feel for it and they deal with it. So it's not a problem. We won't have a problem.
Has turnover for you, like just player wise, been more significant than it's been in years past?
It's hard. I don't think so. I don't think it's any more significant. Sometimes an individual turnover can be very significant because he has a specific role that sometimes is hard to fill. So that happens to you. No, I don't. And I never look at it as an excuse, because the guy that comes in there, sometimes, you know, we have to find a way. We have to find a way. And a lot of times, it's so close. He may be so close to making the play. You got to make it. You know, we're trying to put him in a position to make it. I think we do that most of the time. But it's not, you know, the things that have happened, the bad things that have happened have been guys right there. You know, make the play. Catch the ball. Or don't catch, let it go out of bounds. Or, you know, be where you're supposed to be. We didn't have those problems. So, no, it's not. We have to fight through it. Yeah, I don't look at it that way. I don't expect – I'm never one that says, oh, geez, you know, he's not here. Gee, too bad. No, it's not too bad. You know, you live in New York, there's traffic. You don't like it, move somewhere else. That's how I see things. You know, I don't make excuses. I wish to God I could, but I don't. Maybe when I'm – sometimes the reasons are things you have to – at the end of the year, you have to say, okay, you know, should have we been able to fortify this or that? Or those things you make then. Not now. I never look. I don't think about it. I look at who we have. I get a plan. I like find ways to attack other teams. I enjoy that. I think I'm good at it. I think our record has shown it. I think even what we're doing right now shows it. But then again, our guys have to. You know, I focus on the Rams, but to tell you the truth, I focus more on the Jets, because I don't think anybody else is beating us. The Jets beat ourselves. We've beaten ourselves, and that's something we have to solve. We have to keep fighting it. So we'll keep fighting it.
Mike, what do you think about the two fake punts that the Rams ran last week?
The one, that's a good point. The one was really interesting. What they did, you've got eight people in the box, okay, inside, and the Flyers, or Gunners as some people call them, are singled, all right? And then they take a guy from there and they bring him in. So they've got an extra guy coming. They've got more rushers than you have blockers. And this guy's uncovered. Now, there's three things you can do. You can bring him in to block that extra guy. If he comes late, you can punt the ball before he gets there, or you can throw it to him some fashion. We refer to that as a bonsai. If you come from a double, you say you're double vice and one guy comes in, we refer to those as bandits. But when this guy comes, it's a bonza. That's our terminology. Not that that's any big deal. I mean, who cares? You can call it anything. I'm not giving any secrets. I don't care what you call it. But what they did a nice job. Their punter got the ball, and he did an excellent job. As soon as he caught it, he immediately threw. He looked like a shortstop. He looked like Jeter. I mean, he caught it and fired it right to him, and the guy's uncovered. It was now... They were bringing a guy out to cover him from the opposite side of the formation, and the Rams did it. That's some people don't do that. They sometimes feel you just get it punted. The Giants were doing a thing where they had formed a particular cup and then punted it, which is a good thing if you can get it punted, because then you don't have this guy covered. Actually, the Giants did it last year against Miami. And did a nice job against it without throwing it. Miami did a similar thing on defense against Philadelphia. They tried to punt it. They got it blocked because you had the extra guy. Then there's the throw. San Francisco used the option of throwing it. The other one they ran, and Fisher's always done this. He's always had, I think you go back to his career, you can look at him as a coach. He's always had some gimmicky type thing that he does. And they bring a guy in motion, which a lot of us do. We do that. And then ran a fake from it, a good fake. Obviously, the punter can throw the ball. He also threw a fake field goal. They ran a hideout play where you run your offense is leaving the field, and the field goal team comes out, and then one of the receivers just stops on the sideline. And he's not covered. The only way to play that, the team that used to do that, actually Rex's father used to do that as a head coach years ago. That was the thing that he liked. He used to run that hideout stuff. And the only way to do it is you have to take your end people on your field goal block team. And they before they line up, they have to be wide. They have to actually walk out and see, and then they walk into their position. If you see, then you're all right. If you just go line up, you're not going to see the guy. And this kid threw, obviously, he's a pretty good thrower. I mean, he threw the heck out of the ball. So you have to be prepared for it. We try to cover everything. To have, you know, maybe an extra guy, and so we're prepared for it. We're prepared, but I give him credit. That was very well done, very well executed. Okay, all right, guys. Thank you.